The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Morning Skate Show. I'm Dan Rusinowski with Drew Remenda. Drew, we have a Sharks situation today, and that is one of the major goals for the Sharks all season has been to stay in the conversation with the playoffs. They've been able to accomplish that. We've got another mini goal that I think is rather important today, and that is don't lose two games in a row. Sharks lose yesterday to the Ottawa Senators, and ever since the 0-4-2 start, the only time the Sharks have done that, it's only happened once since then. And the Sharks want to avoid that tonight against the Boston team that traditionally has been one of the tougher teams for San Jose to beat.
And they can do it by upping their compete level, Danny. Last night after the game, you had it on the Sharks Audio Network. Ryan Warsawski was not happy at all with the compete level. Barkley Goodrow, Will Smith, John Klingberg, guys that came out and talked to the media, they were unhappy with the way that their team played. There was no pushback to the physical element of the game that the Ottawa Senators brought. And it's not about blowing guys up with a big hit. It's about getting inside. It's about getting your nose over the puck. It's about protecting the puck. It's about getting to the heavy areas. It's about checking. And when you're checking, you're finishing checks. There were very few pushback moments for the San Jose Sharks last night. And so that today against a very hard-working, physical, tough team to play against Boston Bruins, they're going to have to really up their compete level in today's game.
Well, what I saw last night, too, you got to tip your hockey helmet a little bit to Ottawa because they played a perfect road game in my mind.
Really good. Yep.
Really solid in all three zones. But the thing to me was, how do you respond to something like what happened to Mario Ferraro? And I know that Hodgson ends up dropping the gloves with Ryan Reeves, and of course that's probably going to happen at some point. But what else do you do?
Well, they responded to that well because they scored on the power play, and then Ryan Reeves laid down the law. But then, they, like we just talked about, they didn't throw a body check all night. The mistakes they made, like that game last night was two gigantic change mistakes that were just, you don't even make those in peewee hockey.
The Zetterlund goal comes to mind.
Yeah, the Zetterlund goals, but the second goal, the second and third goals were bad changes.
Right.
Second and third goals were terrible changes. And all those players know better. And it's the young guys, but even though it's the young guys, like I said, you don't make those mistakes in peewee hockey. So those were bad mistakes. They admitted it. They talked about it. They know they got to be better. So what you want from a pushback after that hit, you score in the power play. Great. Terrific. Wonderful. Ryan Reeves does what Ryan Reeves does, and he has been such a great revelation for the San Jose Sharks. What a great acquisition he's been. And then you continue to play physical, or you start playing physical. Continue is not the right word to use from yesterday. You start playing physical. And again, it's not running everybody through the glass. It's not, you know, smoking guys when their head's down. It is simply being in the face of the opposition. It's finishing checks. It is getting in on the forecheck, taking the man. It's going to the front of the net. It's boxing out in the front of your own net. It's all those little things, all those compete things, one of the four C's that Ryan Warsawski talks about, and it didn't happen yesterday. So today against Boston, they have got to make sure they've got that in their game.
Well, if they don't compete against Boston, they're going to get shelled because that's the way the Bruins like to play. They compete every single game. They've had a history of that, a culture in Boston for so many years. And you know, the Sharks beat them 3-1 last year, ending a 14-game losing streak against the Bruins. And largely many of those games in those 14 that I remember were decided in the compete level. So this is a big test for the team.
Yep. Young team that still is trying to find their way, still trying to learn. And we've all been very happy and excited about the Sharks and the way they played after the start of the season and going, you know, winning 8 of 11 and playing as well as they have. And they have played well. They found ways to win games. But we've seen, as sometimes in the games, they let things go at the end. They slide a little bit away from their game plan, their team identity. So tonight against Boston, I don't know, should we say tonight against Boston? Today is 5 o'clock today or tonight?
I call it a twi-night single header.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Twi-night single header. Okay,
it's a kind of a late afternoon game. Yeah. By the time the game's over, you can say tonight.
All right. Well, twi-night on this game. They have to make sure that they are embracing those four C's that Ryan Warshawski talks about. They've got to make sure they're managing the puck. And I know I say puck management all the time, but there's a reason. You saw last night what happens if you don't manage the puck. You have to make sure you are in the face of the opposition. You're in pressuring them. Ryan Warshawski likes to talk about you play defense in their zone by having the puck, by having the forecheck going. All the things that they did against Colorado, all the things that they did against the Los Angeles Kings and some of the other wins that they had, that's how you play.
One of the other things, too, is that you want to disrupt their game plan. That is the Bruins' game plan. I don't think that Boston is bothered by the fact that they're playing with the puck in the defensive zone. They've got either Swayman or Korpisalo. They're decent goaltenders. Swayman, a very good one. And so they're pretty confident of that. You know, the big thing that jumped out to me last night, how about Claude Giroux in the faceoff circle?
Is he was
17-4, 81%. That was one of the most important parts of the game. And in fact, Scott Hannon, his number one Toyota key, was faceoffs. And as it turned out, that was an interesting part and a critical component of last night's game against Ottawa. Boston doesn't have Patrice Bergeron anymore, but they still, you know, they've got Pavel Zacha, who's a good, solid face-off man. They've got a head coach, too, who we need to talk about. Marco Sturm, who spent his first 8 years with the Sharks before getting shipped off to the Bruins in the Joe Thornton trade, has got this team going pretty well. They got off to a slow start, but then they ripped off a 7-game winning streak. And since then, they've been very much in the conversation. But what's weird is they were in first place yesterday, and now they've got a wild card spot because it's so tight back there.
Marco is, I've had a couple of conversations about coaching with Marco. He is extremely bright when it comes to that. Look what he did in the Olympics. You know, silver medal for Germany, coming within an overtime of winning the gold medal. And he's a young man. He worked for Todd McClellan in Los Angeles and then went to Ontario in the AHL because he wanted to get the head coaching experience because he wanted to be a head coach. He is very smart when it comes to the game of hockey. He is a very passionate guy. Like I said, I've had a couple of coaching conversations with him on my previous radio show that I used to do in Saskatchewan. He's been really learned a lot of lessons from his playing days to his coaching days. And what I like about Marco is that his team is definitely a reflection of him and the way he used to play. Marco was a skilled guy, but Marco worked his butt off, game in, game out. Never took a shortcut, never relaxed, never tried to cheat the game, and was always a good teammate, sacrificed a lot for his team. So his team plays that same way. And the Sharks, I think they'll bounce back. I think they'll have a good game today. They all agreed to a man after the game yesterday that they were red rotten. And so they know that they have to be better today. And it all starts with the compete level. It all starts with making sure that they get after the Bruins and have a good start. But the Boston Bruins are a hard team to play against. And I think this is a wonderful test and a measuring stick, so to speak, about, okay, where are the San Jose Sharks? Are they as good as we think they are? They'll prove it today. or tonight.
That's the big test, Drew, and we are going to have all the action starting at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Scott Hannon is with me on the Sharks Audio Network, so make sure you tune in for our Sharks warm-up program and the play-by-play. And again, if you don't compete against this team, you're not going to win, and that's going to be the key to tonight's contest. That's it for our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.